Hi kids, my name is Michael and welcome to my family podcast. I love making music and drama that point families to Jesus. I'm so excited to share with you the latest adventure with me and the crew. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. A quick message for parents. To be able to keep making podcasts like this, I need the help of people like you. For as little as £1 a month, you can enable me to set aside time to write and record and to employ other actors and writers. Plus, you'll get loads of goodies as a thank you. Can you help? Join us on Acast Plus. The link is in the show notes. Thanks so much and enjoy this episode.
Mission to Dendro. Episode 3. We come in peace.
Ship's log, entered by Agent 12. Mission to Dendros. Our aim is to find out why they've cut off all communications to the Founder and bring them back to...
A problem has been detected with the ship's log.
Hello? Who are you?
I am Roberta, the ship's onboard computer.
Oh, hello Roberta.
Hello, Michael.
How do you know my name? I only said I was Agent 12. Are you another spy? Are you in league with the enemy? Are you...
No, you're wearing a name badge.
Yes. That was Septima's idea. She likes everyone to know what's going on, who everyone is, and what's happening next.
I like Septima.
Anyway, what's the problem you've detected?
The ship's log is entered by the ship's captain. He is called Archibald. You are not called Archibald, and you are not the captain, so you cannot do the ship's log.
Well, Archibald's busy making the rest of the crew listen to a lecture on East Asian gibbons.
Oh, ouch.
You're meant to be the ship's computer. Surely you can hear him doing that.
To be honest, I turn down the microphones when he's in the room. He talks such endless rubbish all the time. It can really get you down, especially when you're as intelligent as I am.
But he's the ship's captain, and you're the ship's onboard computer. Aren't you meant to be listening out for orders?
Well, yes, I suppose. But I tend to listen to Septima, really. She seems to know what's going on.
True. So what shall I do about the ship's log?
Planet Dendros detected.
We're here! Brilliant. Can you bring it up on the monitors?
Visuals. Magnify. Screen 2.
Whoa! Ha! Look at that planet! It's so green.
It's not a very nice green, though, is it?
Mr. Grumpy, I thought you were in Archibald's lecture on gibbons.
I managed to draw a life-size picture of myself and then crawl out. Nobody noticed.
You did a drawing. Good for you. I love drawing and making things.
I've seen the stuff you make. It's really good.
Really good? Are you being nice, Mr. Grumpy? Or are you ill? Maybe you should see the ship's doctor.
It's really good because you take one look at it and think, I could do better than that with my eyes shut, standing in a Force 9 hurricane. And you chuck it in the bin.
I see.
It's the same with your singing, really. The music's all right. But when your voice comes on, it's like 1,000 parrots have been electrocuted in you.
Message received from Dendros.
What does it say?
It says D-I-E.
D-I-E. Is that code?
No. D-I-E spells die. They want us to turn back or die.
Turn back? I don't think so. We come in peace. And look at Dendros on the screen. It's peaceful. It's covered in trees.
I don't like trees. They drop leaves everywhere. And when you climb them and fall out, it really hurts.
That's not exactly the tree's fault. Now you're just getting grumpy about gravity.
I hate gravity.
We are entering Dendros's gravitational orbit.
Well, whatever the message means, it can't possibly mean that they want us to... What was that?
Dendros is firing on us.
What?
Dendros is firing on us.
Yeah, I heard you. It's just... I can't believe it.
Incoming missiles detected.
I'm Chief Navigator. I'll get us out of here. Plot a course to... another planet. Where's me map? Is it somewhere? Who moved it? Has anyone seen my map?
It's jolly noisy in here. What's the loud sound? Reminds me of the sound of the long-necked spiffer bird of Indonesia. I came across one out in the wild and...
We're under attack!
It looks like Dendros doesn't like visitors.
Don't panic, everyone. I've got this all under control. Actually, maybe you can panic a bit. Roberta, switch on the deflector shields!
Deflector shields. Not found.
What? Where are the deflector shields?
Checking. Deflector shields not detected.
Well, there must be a problem with the deflector detector.
Unless the deflector detector has been sabotaged.
Who would do such a thing?
A defector!
Do you think we have a deflector detector defector in our vector?
It'd be great if he was called Hector.
What?
Our vector contains Hector, the deflector detector defector.
Oh, we don't have a... whatever you said. Because we don't have any deflector shields. We never have. That's why we can't detect them.
We just have to hope we don't get hit.
We've been hit!
Ship damaged.
Oh, really? Thanks for letting us know. Thank goodness we got a super smart computer on our team.
Would you like a damage report?
Yes, please. Let's see. We've lost our booster rockets, some fuel, and the ship's radio is stuck on one of Michael's songs.
No!
One more hit and we're done for.
But at least we won't have to listen to Michael sing.
We're wasting time. Come on, we must attack.
Quite right. Power up the lasers. We do have laser cannons, don't we?
We do.
Excellent.
But they don't actually work.
Oh dear. Well, this is a bit of a pickle. We need to send them a message. Say we come in peace.
It sounds like we surrender. We do not surrender. Put me in the cannon and fire me at the enemy. I won't just have plastic forks. I'll have plastic spoons.
Incoming missile detected. Impact in 2 minutes.
We need a plan. What's the current situation?
To get blown up in 2 minutes.
Right. Any ideas? Anyone? Anything?
You know what? That Mr. Grumpy is a very nice fellow.
Dr. Von Pumpernickel, where have you been?
And I think you've got Mr. Grumpy confused with someone else. No, no, no. I've been enjoying a conversation with him very much. He's still thinking about what I said. He's clearly amazed at my knowledge of astrophysics.
I'm over here, and I'm not amazed at your knowledge on anything. I've met gibbons in the zoo who know more about astrophysics than you.
Wait, how did you get here so fast?
You were talking to a picture of me, you banana. I left it there as a decoy to get me out of that boring lecture.
My lecture was fascinating, and I didn't even get to the journey back when I was captured by a lost tribe who made me their king. And for some reason, they always put their kings in hot water with lots of vegetables and...
Sounds like they wanted to eat you.
Oh, we really don't have time for this.
But it's given me an idea. We need to do what Mr. Grumpy did. Make a decoy and put it out of the airlock. Roberta, what can this spaceship manage without?
Most of the crew.
Fair enough. But we need something big and metal that will explode when it gets hit.
Well, the laser cannons don't work. We could detach those.
But the people on Dendros will know that it's not the real ship and will come after us again.
Maybe not. If I reroute my computer systems to the laser cannons and I'm blown up, their missiles will no longer track you.
So we'll be drifting aimlessly through space without an onboard computer?
But at least we'll be alive.
Until the gravity of Dendros pulls you in, and then you crash land.
This is why I really hate gravity.
You've actually got a point. We won't crash land.
I'll be flying this ship manually. I can get us down safely. Why does that not make me feel any better?
Incoming missile impact in 30 seconds.
Well, we better do this then. Does this mean the end for you, Roberta?
Don't worry about me. I'm just a series of ones and zeros on a computer. My only regret is that I never saw Venice.
I went there. It was rubbish.
Really?
Overcrowded, full of tourists. You wouldn't have liked it.
Well, that's good to know. Rerouting system to laser cannons. Detaching laser cannons. And...
decoy deployed.
Let's just hope Hector doesn't ruin it.
There is no Hector.
3, 2, 1.
Leaning Tower of Pisa was rubbish too.
Mr. Grumpy, can't we just have a moment for Roberta, the onboard computer?
She's just a computer. No different from throwing an old smartphone into the shredder.
That wasn't an old phone of mine you shredded. It was a brand new one.
How was I supposed to know? And didn't you say that decoy was my idea? So actually, it was me that saved the day.
You've got a point there.
You kind of saved the day, but now we're just drifting aimlessly through space without an onboard computer.
Don't worry. I've got the controls and I'm heading for that big green planet.
When did you last fly a spacecraft on manual?
Not for years, but it can't be that hard. It's like riding a bike.
I thought you once had a bike accident and lost your memory.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Don't worry, everyone. I know exactly what I'm doing.
The control panel's over here.
Ah, yes, so it is. What does this button do?
You don't need a train. You don't need a car.
I think you need this one so you can steer.
Ah, yes. Now... here we go!
The gravity is taking effect. It feels pretty heavy.
Should we be worried about that?
Let's face facts. You're worried about everything.
Well, someone has to do the worrying around here.
And we're very grateful, Septima.
But we're doomed. Michael, I'm sorry about this. We've let you down on your mission. Our one job was to get you to Dendros and we're going to fail.
No, it looks like we're going to get to Dendros. We're just in tiny pieces.
Nonsense! We're going to land just tickety-boo!
But it's just trees as far as the eye can see.
Not that bit over there. That's where we're landing.
Which bit?
That long blue bit.
We can't land there.
It's flat. It's perfect.
It's a river!
Oh.
Better than landing on trees. Too late now! Everyone strap in! Ship's log. Ow.
Episode 3 was written by James Carey and starred Michael J. Tinker and Anna Nicholson. Sound was created and edited by Nicholas Alexander. Join us again for the next exciting installment of Mission to Dendros.
Michael here again. Thank you so much for listening. You'll find loads more goodies at michaeljtinker.com. And if you do social media, you can follow us on various sites at Michael J. Tinker. Oh, and don't forget to support us on Acast Plus to help us make more shows like this. Until next time, bye.